Well, what about this, Rob? I was just saying there's a business on the Central Coast that can't get public liability. How's this? We've got Brenton Pavia. Now, Brenton is the owner of the carnival at the entrance, and he's got Pavia Amusements. He's the former mayor of Wyong as well. He joins us this morning.
G'day, Brenton.
Good morning, boys.
Now, what is the go here, mate? Is it true that you cannot get public liability for your business?
We cannot get $20 million public liability as required by Central Coast Council. The game in town with the insurers is $10 million public liability, which, by the way, historically, that $10 million level has never been called upon in an accident for a travelling show anywhere in the history of this country.
I was going to ask you, why would they increase the requirement, and why would it not be attainable? Because builders all over the coast are covered by $20 million public liability, and I don't know how much of that gets claimed, but if there hasn't ever been a claim, is there something coming back from the insurers to tell you why?
No, nothing. It's just a tightening of the market. Generally, a lot of insurance companies last year during the pandemic had a lot of policies closed off because people weren't operating. Like, I haven't worked for 11 weeks, for example. And so the market's tightened. There is only one insurer in the country that will offer you $10 million, one. And the funny thing is, I looked at getting a quote from them, and the $10 million is 2.5 times what my $20 million coverage used to be.
But they won't offer $20 million, they only offer $10
million. Correct. There is $20 million is not on the table for anybody. You're talking about 400 families. You're talking about every carnival. Once we come out of lockdown, carnivals from Coffs Harbour down to Batemans Bay on the east coast of Australia and New South Wales alone won't be operating. Once we come out of lockdown October 18, if Gladys says we're away, no amusements.
So it won't
Easter Show gone.
Yeah.
Royal Easter Show is gone. If the Royal Easter Show was to be called for December 1 of 2021, 90% of the amusement area would be vacant.
Mate, the Waterfront Carnival at Gosford, as you said, travelling circuses, you guys up at the entrance. What can be done then?
We need to, we'd like Adam Crouch to pick the phone up and speak to Shelley Hancock. We need to amend the Local Government Regulation 2005 and change a couple of words in there where it's got specific reference to insurances. We need to state that minimum of $10 million is acceptable. Councils are willy-nilly all over this state have amended that particular regulation to suit themselves. Central Coast Council is one.
So, you know what, we're speaking to Adam Crouch after 8:30 this morning. We're speaking about no relief from lockdown this weekend when we could possibly come out of lockdown on the Central Coast. So we're going to ask him. We'll put it to Adam and see if he can help you guys out because, as you say, the amount of families just here on the Central Coast, especially like the carnival at the entrance, that is an institution here on the coast, mate.
Paddy, it gets even further. It gets into Adam's backyard because we do a very large school fundraiser at the Terrigal Primary School. Now, that's in Adam's electorate. Yeah. It won't be occurring. SOPA, the Sydney Olympic Park Authority, requires $20 million. Not available. You cannot get it in the marketplace. What these councils are wanting is not commercially available in this country.
So therefore, a business has a jumping blow-up castle that they take around, which you see at a lot of openings of schools and all that sort of stuff, barbecues, they won't be able to operate either.
No, exactly.
Operate, correct. Yeah. As their renewal policy of 2021 falls and lapses, their renewal terms can only be offered at $10 million. You can't get that layer.
Right, okay.
Now, I've been offered $10 million, and when I got the quote from my insurance it was 2.5 times greater than $20 million.
All right, mate. Well, listen, what we're doing, we're going to speak to Crouchy about that.
Hard when someone asks for something that's unachievable.
We've got to save the Royal Easter Show, boys.
Yeah, got to save the Royal Easter Show. And all the amusements around the Central Coast. Adam, we'll speak to Adam about it. Brenton, former Wyong Mayor, Brenton Pavia. Thanks for the call, mate.
Thanks, buddy. Ciao.
See if we can come up with something for you. Yeah, okay. Right now, though, you better turn it on before we speak to him.
Now, that's just so I'll fly
turn
it
on
up.
Turn on the motor. Okay. Because we filled it up with
pull cord.
What it is the get the vaccine-o-meter.
And
working. Every time our state member for Terrigal, Adam Crouch, says,
get the vaccine.
And we'll do the counter. Oh, yeah, what's the other one?
Get vaccinated.
Right.
It's working.
Crouchy joins us this morning. G'day, Crouchy.
Good morning, boys. Get vaccinated.
One.
Beautiful.
It's working. Mate, I like it. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, look, I'm really well, and I'm pleased to say that I'm vaccinated.
to. Now, before we get into how we're not coming out of lockdown this weekend.
Are you guys both vaccinated?
Yes.
Oh, it's working.
It's working. I think we're up to three. Now, before we get into a few things we want to talk about, buddy, we spoke to Brenton Pavia from Pavia's Amusements. You know, they've got the carnival at the entrance.
Yeah, and so...
I heard the interview. Yep.
Oh, right.
Okay, what do you make of the requirement to have $20 million public liability when no insurer in the country will provide more than $10 million?
Yeah, look, it was really interesting. I heard the interview with Brenton this morning. So that was the first I was aware of it when he was on the radio with you this morning. So it's obviously concerning. So if Brenton wants to send those details to me, I'll look at it straight away and get it to Shelley Hancock for her to have a look at as well, because we don't want to impede business, especially ones on the Central Coast that provide jobs. But, yeah, the first I heard was when Brenton mentioned it this morning, so I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
So if he wants to get that information to me, I'll look at it straight away.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done, mate, because as you were saying, you can get $10 million public liability, but they're charging in 2.5 times, and they need $20 million bucks.
Yeah, and obviously the reality is at the moment, you know, there are no shows going on anywhere.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Insurers are going to try and charge whatever they can get away with, I suspect.
That's
so, yeah, very happy to have a look at that for Brenton.
Yeah.
And if there are other organisations like that on the coast that are going through that, just contact me straight away and I'll get it to Shelley to have a look at.
Well done, Crouchy.